the century.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed? The Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors proudly presents America's favorite home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
According to WebTalkRadio.us, InfoBytes, top three most listened to programs on WebTalkRadio.us last week was the Kathleen Show, Home Talk USA, and the Paul Otley Show. We definitely want to thank WebTalkRadio.us, InfoBytes, for sending us this info. Great news. Hello, everyone. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk, where each week and every week I stand before you in judgment, taking your calls and emails concerning anything that has to do with your home. Hey, we got a great show for you, as always. But before we get into the show, I want to welcome a new member to the Home Talk family. We have WPTX AM in Lexington Park, Maryland, 1690 AM, the Legends. AM 690 is joining our family, so we definitely want to welcome aboard a new affiliate. We love them new affiliates, because the more affiliates we get, the more message we get that you know, we're putting our message out there that we're not a fix-a-toilet show. We're not a handyman show. We're consumer education and information, consumer protection. This is the only radio program that gives you complete access to all the home improvement industry experts. And as I said, we got a great show for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Kim Fallon with the Swalight Corporation. We're going to be talking about digital wall switch timers, which is getting very popular for new home construction, remodeling, renovation. So I want to find out a little bit more about this type of technology. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we have some emails to read. We try to get to as many emails as we can. Also, our FAQ home tip of the week. I call it Homeowners Insurance 101. We're going to be wrapping up on this segment. As you know, it's hurricane season time, and we're going over the insurance policies, homeowners insurance policies, and you might want to stay tuned for that, because you might be shocked in what we revealed, some of the tips I've learned dealing with the insurance companies. We just want to make sure that if you have a claim, that you know what's covered and what's not covered, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to have my friend Carl Burke with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. It's always great to have the Board of Contractors on the show to talk about licensing laws, and a lot of you contractors out there coming into the Gulf Coast area looking to do some work. And so we always want to keep abreast of the licensing laws. Let's see what else we have. Let's see, our online poll of the month. Are you planning a home renovation project this summer? 14.9% of you is polling yes. I also want to mention, you heard me mention on the show last week that we've been working on this case for like almost a couple of years, but we finally got him. Jose Angel Ferraris, who defrauded many, many citizens down in the Gulf Coast area, was finally convicted. He's going to be serving 10 years in prison. And we made some calls to the Bureau of Immigration and Custom Enforcement, and we put a request that they assure me that they're going to go ahead and deport him once he gets out of back to Mexico. So a lot going on, and so we finally got a bad boy off the street. So we will definitely want to thank the U.S. Attorney's Office, the State Board of Contractors, the State Attorney General's Office. And if you have a complaint, all you have to do is go to HomeTalkUSA.com, look for the Crusade, and file a complaint, and we can definitely have the connections to get these bad people off the street. All right, as I said, we got a great show, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King 1350. At yahoo.com, as always, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects, and most importantly, you have complete access to all our home improvement industry experts. And I'd like to welcome to the show, he's been on the show a couple of times, one of the great supporters of Home Talk when we first started many moons ago, the State Licensing Board for Louisiana. Hey, how you doing, Carl, my friend?
Hey, Michael. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sure you like that message I just on my monologue. We finally got this bad boy off the street.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, the more we can get off, the better.
Let's talk about this. Well, first of all, let's start with this. We have, you know, as we know, we do a lot of protection, information, education here, and a lot of the problems people face in hiring contractors is that simply they just don't pick up the phone or verify a contractor's license, and mostly every municipality has some type of licensing board or verification process. If somebody wanted to do that, I mean, like I said, a lot of this can be avoided by just making sure that the contractor has a valid license. And how do you verify in Louisiana that a company has a contractor's license and then check to see if they have any complaints against them?
You can probably the easiest way is to get on the internet on our website, www.lslbc.louisianaspelledout.gov. And once this thing is updated daily, and if he's not on there, he's not going to be licensed, or you can call the office at 225-765-2301, and we'll be glad to help, you know, find out if he's licensed or whatever.
Now, there's different thresholds for licensing requirements, and we want to talk about this because we have a lot of good contractors, out-of-state contractors that's been coming into Louisiana doing the right thing because they want to rebuild the Gulf Coast, but there's a lot of misconceptions on what is the licensing requirement. So can you talk about this, the different stages of thresholds that's required?
Oh, yeah, I'll be glad to. The lowest one is from $7,500 to $75,000. If you're going to do below $7,500, you're not required to have a state contractor license, but you're going to have to check with the towns or the parishes. We have parishes in Louisiana. You're going to have to get an occupational license from them. Now, once you get to $7,500 and it's a home repair and the cap is going to be $75,000, you can have a home improvement registration from our office. If you're going to build a new home that's $75,000 and above, you have to have the full residential license. Now, mold remediation is a dollar or more. That's cut right there. If you're going to do any mold remediation, it's a dollar or more. And commercial is $50,000 and up. And that's all state license.
Okay, now what about anything under $7,500? That's a big...
Right. Under $7,500, if it's home improvement, you're going to have to, the cities or the parishes regulate that. You're going to have to get an occupational license with them, which you're going to have to register with the city or parish to work.
Now, we get a lot of emails and calls on this show concerning out-of-state investors or out-of-state people looking to rebuild or purchase homes that have need in serious repair down in the Gulf Coast. And the common question they all ask is, if we want to do this, can I be my own contractor?
So, Michael, the only way you can be your own contractor is if you live in that home. A lot of investors come here and think, you know, they can just come in, they're going to pull their own license to repair it. You have to be the resident of that home. That has to be your home. So they're going to have to hire a licensed contractor for remodeling. If he gets to $75,000, they're going to have to hire a licensed residential contractor to do the work. But you have to live in that home. That has to be your home or your residence where you live if you can before you can do it yourself.
All right. Now, what about, can you clarify the difference between, say, a state contractor's license and a local municipality license? Well, hold on right there. There's the music. We're talking to Carl Bouquet. He's with the Louisiana State Licensing Board Contractors. I always mispronounce his name. When we come back, I'll get his correct name. But Cajuns, we do that. You know, we mispronounce everything. But, hey, we don't want you to go anywhere. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network. I'm also streaming on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com and also at GCNLive.com. I'm Michael King. I'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ron Reagan here with an important message about your health. Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream, and let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, don't forget we now have our own online home improvement hardware store. That's right, we have great quality home improvement products at discount prices, just a click away. Your order's fast, safe, and from the convenience of your own home. All you have to do is go to HomeTalkUSA.com, look to the top left icon that says Home Handy City. Click there, look for the product heading you're looking for. So the next time you need of a some good home improvement products, just go online to our website at hometalkusa.com. And again, look for the icon that says Home Handy City. Let's check our online poll of the month. Are you planning a home renovation project this summer? 14.9% is polling yes. Right, if you want to jump right in, our lines are open, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350 at yahoo.com. Always, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our home improvement industry experts. To talk about an industry expert, we have one on the line right now from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors, talking to Carl Bouquet, one of their state licensing inspectors. Carl, just for the break, I want to ask you if you can clarify the difference between a state contractor's license and a local municipality license.
Yeah, I sure can, Mike. Your local municipality license is called occupational license. If you go in to do like simple repairs, maybe $1,000, $2,000, that'll be fine. But if you get above $7,500, you have to have the state registration license from us, our registration. Now, the parishes or the cities will not give you a permit to do jobs over $7,500 without this. So you have to have the home improvement registration if it gets over $7,500 on an existing home. And when you get to $75,000, that's going to go into another entirely different license, the residential license.
Had some temporary difficulties. We're talking to Carl Book. He's with the Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors. Carl, you still with me right quick?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
All right, great. That's what you have when you got this big satellite in the sky. Sometimes if one of them big medias hit it, and then all of a sudden it kind of gets out of whack. But just for the break, he was explaining the difference between a state contractor's license and a local municipality license. Can we continue with that conversation?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. Your local municipality license, for anything under $7,500, they'll give you an occupational license. That'll allow you to, you know, do small jobs. Now, if you get above $7,500, they will not give you a permit if you're a contractor to do anything above $7,500. And this registration will allow you to go between $7,500 to $75,000. And once you reach $75,000, you're in a whole nother ballgame. You have to get a residential contractor's license, a full license.
Now, what's the difference between, say, a registered contractor and a general contractor's license? I mean, if a person's listening to the show, which one do they need for their job?
Well, if you're going to do, like, just home improvements, you can get a home improvement or registered contractor. You see, unless it's going to go over $75,000. Now, the home improvement insurance is only workers' comp insurance. That's all required to get that. Now, if you're a residential contractor, he can do, you know, the small work. He can do any amount if you get the residential license, but he has liability and workers' comp insurance, and it's a lot more steps to getting the big residential license.
So a registration under $7,500 to $75,000 is basically no test, $75, workman's comp, and a resident status, right?
That's correct. That's correct. It's a lot easier to get the home improvement registration than it is to get the residential license.
And then the residential license, you must take the test, general liability, workman's comp, and have to pay all applicable fees.
That's correct. And it's about a 12-page application process to get the residential license.
Now, one of the most common questions And you get a lot of these. How do I file a complaint?
Okay, the easiest way is to just get on the internet. And our internet site is www.lslbc.louisiana, spelled out Louisiana.gov. And there's a, right on there you can click, I want to file a complaint, just click it and just fill it out, and it'll go straight to our office. And they'll give it to me, and I'll assign it, and in a few days they'll be hearing from them. Or you can call the office at telephone 225-765-2301, and they'll be glad to help you.
And now another common question, if I'm my own contractor, do the subcontractors need to be licensed?
Right. It used to be you're doing your own home, it wouldn't have to be licensed. But now they've passed a law, your air condition and your electrical, if it gets to $10,000, they have to be licensed across the board, residential or commercial or even home improvement. If it gets to $10,000, all your electrical and HVAC people have to be licensed.
Now, in Louisiana, as a homeowner, can they pull their own permits?
You can pull your own permit, but they got to understand, you sign your name on that permit, you're the contractor. If something happens later on down the line, you're going to be held responsible for whatever happens. Say your slab cracks in half, they can't go to the concrete person now. They're responsible. They pull that permit. That's the only bad thing about pulling your own permit in Louisiana. You're going to be you're going to be the contractor of record.
Well, Carl, I tell you, as usual, we're just out of time, man. I can talk hours on this, and we definitely want to thank the State of Louisiana Contracting Board for all the great job your inspectors are doing, and you know, give us that website again, how to file a complaint or how to get a contractor license.
Okay, it's www.lslbc.louisiana, spell the whole word out, .gov. And that you can find out information about license. There's pages of valuable information there, and you can file a complaint, everything right on that one site.
Say it one more time.
It's www.lslbc.louisiana, spell the word Louisiana out, .gov.
Well, Carl, we definitely want to thank you again. And there's the music. Give Chris and all, Ms. Milt McConnell, all that great, the executive director, give them a big shout out. State Louisiana Board of Contractors, thank you for being our guest, my friend.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thank you a lot. Keep up the good work.
You got it. All right, so we're going to have to go take a short break. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming on the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCS. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, building a handy camp ramp to make it skid-proof. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget, Home Talk is available on demand 24/7. 365, we have our own live internet channel that's now online. Now you can catch Home Talk each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. And we currently have about 150 past shows that we have downloaded onto the site. Also, all you have to do is go to HomeTalkUSA.com, look to the top left of my picture, and just click on air, on demand, 24/7. 365. Don't forget, now we have our own online home improvement hardware store. That's right. We have great quality home improvement products at discount prices. Just click away. Your order is fast, safe, and from the convenience of your own home. And all the products are personally backed by me, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. So just go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com and look to that top left icon that says Home Handy City. Click there and find the product heading you're looking for. So next time you're in need of a home product or products, just go online to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. Don't forget that this show is rebroadcast, though, every Sunday morning right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. Let's see. Let's just go to our online poll. The poll question of the month, are you planning a home renovation project this summer? 14.9%. On our online poll, it's polling yes. We're trying to reach Kim Fallon right now with the Swilight Corporation, one of the leading manufacturers of digital wall switch timers. So as soon as we can try to get him on the line, we're going to talk to him about this fascinating technology, these digital wall timers. Well, until then, let's go ahead and we can do our FAQ home tip of the week. I call it Homeowners Insurance 101.
And as you know, it is hurricane season time, and a lot of you out there who have these homeowner policies need to really check their policies and read it and make sure you understand what's covered and not covered. So I'm going to be giving you some tips on hazard insurance and along the lessons I've learned dealing with Hurricane Katrina and dealing with the insurance companies. These are some tips on hazard insurance. Please ask what your policy doesn't cover. That's the biggest mistake we made. We always want to know what it covers, but what it does not cover. You see, a flood, earthquake damage, expensive antiques, and artwork aren't covered. You need to ask your agent about that extended coverage. Whether you're insured for replacement costs or cash also factors in. Replacement coverage costs more. Also, carry insurance on anything that matters, home, life, car, health, jewelry, business. Just know that insurance is not assurance. As my lawyer says, insurance companies are experts in collecting premiums and then finding ways to avoid paying them claims. Listen to this. According to the recent New York Times article, property insurance industry reported more than $150 billion policy sales last year, with a record profit of $65 billion. Also, you can reduce your premiums by installing smoke detectors or burglar alarms, having good credit, and combining home and auto policies for multiple policy discounts. And please beware of scams, particularly fraudulent agents selling fake policies. And what you can do is check with your insurance commissioner's office to see whether a company is legitimate. You see, if a company acts in bad faith, you can contact your insurance commissioner. You can also go find consumer support at a website called NAIC website. That's www.insureyouonline.org. InsureYouOnline.org. Please keep your perspective. It's very easy to get cynical. You see, many insurance companies bank on burning you out. All right, that's our FAQ home tip of the week. We're also going to have it posted up on our website at hometalkusa.com. So if you look up there on our website, we're going to keep it up there. And we sure hope you enjoyed this online tip. Also, let's check our online poll for the month. And this is going to be the last week that we're going to be doing this this month's poll. Our poll question of the month: are you planning a home renovation project this summer? 14.9% is polling yes. And as I said, we're going to keep the poll up to about till about Wednesday. We're going to have our new online poll up. And if you want to participate, it's just simple. Just go to hometalkusa.com, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Let's see what we can do. Got some emails to read. Let's try to get to some of these emails and kind of knock them out. Let's see. I have one called Wallpaper Attached to Plaster. Question. Three sheets of wallpaper in one of my rooms are peeling from top down. They are 14 years old and attached to plaster, which is in good shape. I was advised to reattach it with some type of adhesive called Roman Pro 525 Border, used for hanging border paper on paper. Will that work? Yes. See, Roman Pro 525 Border will work if the paper is peeling. That usually means not enough paste was used when it was first applied, and possibly the walls were not sized prior to hanging or simply dried out. I think any kind of vinyl paste will work, but be sure to wet the paper as well as the wall with the paste. Let's see. We have a whole bunch of them. Let's see. Leaky roof. I'm replacing a 20-year-old asphalt roof, and it has two leaks. One roofer said I can put a new layer over the old. Another one said because it will be added too much weight, please don't do it. Who is right? Answer. You can install a second layer depending on whether the old shingles are in good shape or curling. Now, you see, a second layer is not too heavy, despite the fact that the attic rafters are 2x6s and they are fairly at a steep angle, so they can hold that second roof. Now, if you're in doubt, I would try to nail some kind of nail cross beams connecting the rafters in the attic, turning the upside V that rafters into an A. All right, we have some more emails to read. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network through our broadcasting partner, the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm Michael King, the Cajun Contractor, and you're listening to Home Talk. And please, buy American.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. And if you're looking to add a roof to a new structure or wanting to upgrade from your current roof, give the professionals of Classic Metal Roofing a call today. Classic Metal Roofing has a proven history of staying on the leading edge of residential metal roofing. High winds, hail, and fire are no match for the Classic Metal Roof. With several different colors and themes to choose from, and even some that look like actual wooden shingles, you're sure to find a product to fit your needs. Classic Metal Roofing systems are made from an aluminum, so they do not rust or are not broken down by the elements. Classic is so convinced of the superiority of their metal roofing systems, they back up their products with a lifetime limited warranty for the original owner and a 40-year transferable warranty for all the future owners. So what are you waiting for? Check them out online at classicroof.com or give them a call today at 1-800-543-8938. That's 1-800-543-8938.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. If you want to jump right into the Gumball Pot, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350 at yahoo.com. As always, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects, and most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. We've been trying to get in touch with Kim Fallon with the Swalite Corporation, one of the leading manufacturers of digital wall switch timers, and we're unable to do that. So what we're going to do is we had Carl Book with the Louisiana State Licensing Board that was our guest at the first half. I had a whole bunch of questions to ask him, and we just simply ran out of time to make way for Kim Fallon, but since Kim's not going to be here, Carl was so nicely to come back on and finish up our conversation, because contracting law is very important, not just in Louisiana, but everywhere in the United States, to make sure you're hiring legitimate contractors that are licensing and testing. Carl, you back with me?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Man, you thought I was getting rid of you, huh?
You can't get rid of it that easy, Mike.
Well, thank you for being back. You know, I want to try to finish up the conversation, and we kind of ran out of time. And just to bring our audience up to speed, basically what we were talking about is the contracting licensing law in the state of Louisiana, which is so important because Louisiana is a licensing and testing and accountability state with a lot of out-of-state contractors coming in and want to know about the licensing law, and we get a lot of questions, so we thought it would be a good idea to try to address some of these issues. Now, and with that being said, this is going to out-of-state contractors, so I basically want to know, in Louisiana, can a person hire an out-of-state contractor, and does that contractor need to be licensed?
No, that contractor has to be licensed by the state of Louisiana. We have some reciprocation with some states, but that they have to be come in and get a license by the actual state of Louisiana. They cannot work like on, say, a Mississippi State contractor's license. To give you an example, they have to have a Louisiana contractor's license. So all they have to do is call our office, and they'll fix them up right there, give them all the information.
Now, like I said, there is some reciprocal licensing agreements around. So if you are in a reciprocal state, let me read some of these things right now. I have the updated list. The board has reciprocity agreements with the Alabama Licensing Board for General Contractors, the Arkansas Contractors Licensing Board, the Mississippi Board of Contractors, the North Carolina Board of Examiners of Electrical Contractors, the Tennessee Board for Licensing of General Contractors, and the Utah Construction Trades Bureau Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing. And this is pretty much as of right now.
Yes, sir. Now, they still will have to take the business and law portion of the test. This allows them to use their test that they took in the state for the trades test, but they all will still have to take the business and law portion of the Louisiana test.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Let me ask you this, Carl. Now, what are the state's insurance requirements? Because I know that's probably a big part of it right there, too.
Right. That's a real big portion of it, Mike. I'm glad you asked that. Let's start with the home improvement registration. The only insurance requirement there is that they have workers' compensation insurance, which they can buy from their local insurance agents. Now, when you get to a residential building, they have to have $100,000 worth of liability, this is a very important point. When you hire that residential contractor, get a copy of his insurance sheet and call that agent and check exactly what he's covered for in that liability. You know, because he could be covered for, say, doing floor tile, and here he is doing your roof. Something happens, he's not going to be covered to do that roof, so that's very important. He also has to have the workers' comp insurance along with that. The commercial contractors, they'll get bonded or insured by their commercial jobs. Now, the mold remediation, they have to have the $50,000 in liability and the workers' comp insurance, Mike.
Well, you made a good point, because a lot of the roofing contractors, what they do is they go get a carpenter's insurance certificate, which is a lot cheaper.
And you got
a carpenter's insurance trying to cover a roof claim.
Right, and if something happens, you'll go to the insurance company, but he's not covered for this. So it's very important for the homeowner to get a copy of the insurance sheet and call that agent and find out exactly what that builder contractor is insured to do at your home.
And a good idea, too, is that also insurance company will make you a loss pay of the policy. So if you contact the insurance company, they will send you a copy of the insurance deck sheet with your name on it to help secure. That's the way you make sure that the policy is legitimate, because you have a lot of contractors out there that really submit fraudulent insurance certificates just to get the job and come to find
out. That's correct. They'll pay one time just to get that certificate, then they won't pay the next month. Then they're handing out these fraudulent insurance certificates in. We become when you get a license, the licensing board becomes the certificate holder, which means as soon as they cancel their insurance or don't pay, that insurance company notifies us and we pull their license.
Immediately, that's right. Well, Carl, hold on right there. There's some music. Got to step away. We're talking to Carl Book A. He's with the State of Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm Michael King, and just remember, please buy American.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Residential and commercial contractors. Act 725 of the 2008 Louisiana legislative session went into effect January the 1st, 2009. This act changed the definition of electrical and mechanical contractors, dropping the licensure requirements from $50,000 to $10,000. How does Act 725 affect contractors? Contractors could potentially be accepting bids and signing contracts with electrical and mechanical subcontractors that exceed $10,000. What is the penalty for hiring an unlicensed subcontractor? RS 37-2153 states, the license of the contractor may be suspended, revoked, or rescinded after a hearing is conducted by the board. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For additional information regarding Act 725, check the website at lslbc.louisiana.gov or call 1-800-256-1392.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. All right, the online poll. Are you planning a home renovation project this summer? 14.9%. It's polling yes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Home Talk, the only radio program that gives you complete access to all the home improvement industry experts. We're talking to Carl Book. He is with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Been our guest pretty much all hour talking about licensing requirements in the state. Carl, we only got a couple more minutes. We didn't touch on Act 725, and I want to talk about that. That's so important. A recently act by the Louisiana legislature for electrical and mechanical contractors, and there's a little misunderstanding. Maybe you want to clear that up and explain what Act 725 actually is.
Okay, sure will, Mike. The past Act 725, it reduced, say, in commercial jobs, used to start at 50,000. Now all your electrical and mechanical contractors, when it reaches $10,000, they have to have a state license. That's in residential or commercial, both. Now there's some, if you've been working in that field and there's some certain points you can get grandfathered. But that'll only allow you to work in that parish or city. The best thing to do is just come and get a state license. You can work the whole state. But it's a $10,000 cap right now. So when your project gets to $10,000, you hire an electrician. Make sure that he's got a state license, not just a local license. And the same thing for the mechanical contractors.
I know a lot of your electrical and mechanical were pushing for this change because you had a lot of them that was doing multi-jurisdictional crossing over parish lines doing work and basically was kind of skirting the system, and it's not fair for your legitimate electrical and mechanical contractors.
That's correct. Now, if those that they won't be able to skirt the system now because they'll get grandfathered in one area, and they'll only be able to work in that area unless they get a state full contractor's license, then they'll be able to move in other parts of the state. So they'll be kind of confined to that one area. They won't get the full state license.
Yeah, and it's kind of a reciprocity agreement with the parishes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and they must have wrote that in the statute. Great.
Well,
right. Carl, it's always great to have you, and I want to thank you for clearing it up and coming on the show. As always, you're always welcome to come on the show and help us out, and it's just so great to have you guys aboard.
Yeah, I'm sure anytime, Mike, I'll be glad to come in. Just keep up the good work for keeping informing the whole nation of contractors laws. You're doing a good job.
Great. Thank you, Carl, State Louisiana Board of Contractors. Thank you for being our guest here on Home Talk. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. And, that about does it for this edition of Home Talk. Hey, we got one in the can and two to go. Hey, we still got two more hours of the best in home improvement information and education. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and just remember, I was green before green was even cool. And please, buy American. Check us out on the web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Home Talk is a production of the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. All rights and privileges are reserved for me. Got it?
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.